Travel presented by Vintage Guitar Magazine with your host, me, James Patrick Regan, otherwise known as Jimmy from the Deadlies. And today I'm speaking with singer, guitarist, and songwriter Jeremy Pinnell. In our conversation, Jeremy discusses his home in Southgate, Kentucky, and he talks about his son, who's 11. Jeremy tells us about starting guitar at 13 and watching his dad in the church band while he was a kid and not being able to listen to secular music. And he talks about his first musical purchase being the Sex Pistols album. Jeremy describes starting on his dad's Ovation guitar, eventually getting a Cork guitar and a Gorilla amp before getting a Fender Paisley Strat. And he tells us of his love of Telecasters and using 13-gauge strings and his harmony that he bought from J.D. Simo. Jeremy discusses his tour schedule, playing both solo and with a band. And Jeremy tells us about how he got hooked up with Shooter Jennings, who produced Jeremy's most recent album, Decades. And finally, Jeremy describes what he does for fun, jiu-jitsu, kickboxing, and Jeremy tells us about his Christmas traditions. And to find out more about Jeremy, you can go to his website, jeremypinnell.com. That's jeremypinnell.com. Please subscribe, like, comment, share, and most of all, review this podcast. I'd really appreciate it. And please support Vintage Guitar Magazine and all the wonderful things they do for us guitar players, because they do so many wonderful things for us guitar players. Here's my friend Jeremy.
How you doing, Jeremy?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good.
Where you at?
Good. Southgate, Kentucky.
Is that where you're based?
Where you at? Yeah, that's where I'm from. Okay. Yeah, where you at?
I'm in Napa, California.
Oh, okay. You want to trade places for a little while?
I don't know. What's the temperature there in Southgate?
We're supposed to get 3 inches of snow tonight and 4 inches in the morning.
Okay. So, well, it's about 40 degrees here.
Oh, that's nice. It's kind of cold, isn't it?
Yeah. We're having a cold snap, and it's okay. There's nothing wrong with it. No rain.
Yeah.
We need rain.
Hey, are you going to come say hi?
No.
You don't want to come say hi real quick? Okay, buddy.
When I come back.
Okay. It's my son.
Yeah.
He's 11.
All right.
He has guitar lessons tonight, but I knew I had this podcast, so I had to, you know, we had to cancel his thing. Oh, and then, oh, there he is. And then he said, can I help with the podcast? And I was like, yes, of course you can. So he's here hanging out.
Right on. And when did you start playing guitar?
I was around 13 or maybe 13, 14, I'm guessing. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Between 12 and 14. Yeah. We'll just do that. Yeah.
Were your parents musical?
He sang in church. He played bass. He's a great bass player. Okay. He's an amazing singer. Uh-huh. So yeah, I think my mom played the clarinet.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did you go see your dad play it? I mean, were you going to church when he was playing there?
Oh yeah. I mean, we were at church on Sundays, Wednesdays, Saturdays. We were there all the time, you know?
So you're a church family.
We were. I one of my proudest moments recently was my son came up to me and he said, Dad, I want to go to hell so I can meet little Nikki. And I was like, and it was like a sense of relief, like, oh, okay, you don't have to believe in that. You know, you can.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Right on.
So, yeah, I'll probably never go to church. It's fine if people go to church. Me personally, I'm just not going to go,
oh,
you know.
Yeah. I got you.
So, yeah.
And so when you started playing guitar around 13, when did you start like gigging? Were you playing in bands and stuff in high school?
I started immediately. Like I didn't start playing other people's songs. I just started writing what I wanted to hear. And,
wow.
And so, yeah. So, you know, by the time I was 15 or 16, I was playing with a couple guys, and then by the time 17 started to come around, I really started to, like, you know, start, because we were a pretty religious household, so we didn't have secular music. So by that time I hit 17, I started buying records that I wanted to buy, and then you start really busting out the gate, you know, punk rock,
yeah.
You know, stuff like that.
Yeah,
so,
of course. So, and who were your bands when you were able to buy your, you know, secular music?
My first tape, I remember walking up to the record store, I took a bus and then walked to the record store. It was the Sex Pistols, Never Mind the Bullocks, sure. Was the first tape, you know?
That's a good starting point.
Right? And I was just talking about with somebody else, like, I listened to that record recently, just you know, and it's awesome. Still
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah. And then, you know, and then it goes, the floodgates open.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah. So. And who are your bands now that you listen to? Besides yourself, of course.
You know what? The only time I really try to sit down and listen to anything I'm doing is just to judge myself very harshly. You sure, know? Sure.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. But, what I've been listening to lately is, I've been listening to that, that Harvest Moon record
oh, yeah.
for some reason.
Neil Young.
And I'm not a huge Neil Young fan, but I love that record.
Sure. Yeah.
I'm a little confused by that one song where it says a man needs a maid. I'm like, I wonder what the story is behind that, you know? But, I've been listening to that record, and I've been listening to this guy named Tim Bolo out of Nashville.
Okay.
And he's just incredible. And I've been listening to Ian No a lot, who's a songwriter,
uh-huh.
and he's incredible. So that's what I've been listening to recently.
Cool. Right on. And that first guitar you got, what was it?
My very first guitar was my dad made me play his Ovation Roundback
sure.
for a year.
Uh-huh.
That's what the time, that's when they were big, you know, everybody's
I remember.
And it was so big. I had to set it on my lap and just like, try to learn that way. But, he said, if you practice this, I'll buy you an electric guitar. And he bought me just a little Cort electric guitar,
mm-hmm.
a little Gorilla amplifier, you know,
yep.
and obviously first day fuzz all the way up, you know, and then I think for my 16th birthday, he bought me my first real guitar, which was a pink Paisley, Fender Stratocaster, which I still have.
Right on.
I still love.
Yeah.
So,
of course.
Yeah.
It's like the reissue, like from the '80s.
Yes. And, it is such a cool guitar.
Oh yeah.
Like, just like, you know, the only thing with the Strat is the knobs always, my fingers are just fat and I always hit that volume, you know? So
besides that Strat, what else do you play right now?
What I put down and I didn't play for a long time because I got a newer Telecaster, which is like a road dog. Like you can, it doesn't go out of tune.
Yeah.
It doesn't, you know, and it's like, it's just such a capable guitar. And then, but I have a 78 Fender Tele I've wow. been playing recently and I love it.
Yeah.
And I got 13s on it, flat wow. wounds.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's just like the greatest sound ever, you know,
that's
my
commitment right there.
Well, my buddy Junior Tutwiler, he told me about 12s.
Uh-huh.
And so I started experimenting with 12s and then he's like, you know, they make 13s. And I was like, oh, I'm going there. Cause I'm just a rhythm player, dude. I'm not trying to, you know?
Yeah.
But he's more of a bluesy kind of guitar player. So he's ripping those 12s, you know? And
yeah. Like Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Yeah. He's yeah. So,
right
but
on.
Yeah.
And what are you using for an amp?
So I had a buddy, I bought a Quilter.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, because it's like mobile. It always sounds the same.
Yep.
I got a little, cabinet with a, 10 inch Texas.
Okay.
In it. And that's all I run. All I keep right. it in a road case and just pull the top off the road case, plug it in. And it sounds like magic every time. So.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah. Are you using pedals at all?
No, I try not to even use my tuner pedal. No, I don't. I throw a little bit of dirt on it and then leave it alone, a little bit of reverb, leave it alone, you know?
Sure.
I just like the sound of, you know.
Yeah. How about for acoustics? For acoustic guitar, so that is.
Acoustic guitar, this is really cool. I have a Bozung. Have you ever heard of Bozung guitars?
Mm-mm.
It's this guitar maker. I think he started in Indiana, but he's a Nashville guy now. I'm not sure. But, I bought a really nice Bozung, and it but it's like it's a super expensive guitar.
Uh-huh.
So I didn't want to take it on the road. So I asked my buddy Junior once again what he suggested, and he said those 1960s harmonies.
Okay, yeah.
And I found a Barclay on Reverb, and it was $400. I was like, okay, if somebody steals that on the road, it'll hurt, but it won't kill me if it was the Bozung. It's the Bozung I'd like to give to my son someday, sure, you know?
Of course.
And so I had called Junior. I said, hey, will you meet this guy down in Nashville? Because he lives down in Nashville. I'm up in Southgate.
Yeah.
And he went and met the guy. And JD Simo gets out of the guitar, or gets out of the car with the guitar, you know.
Right on.
So I bought JD's guitar, you know, it was a good guitar if it was JD's, you know. So
exactly,
$400, and that's what I take on the road, and it's such a cool little guitar because you feel inspired picking it up.
Yep.
You know, it's just because you can make, I don't know, it's just got a great sound.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Does it have electronics on it?
It doesn't. I put in a my favorite pickup that I put in all my acoustic guitars is those K&K minis.
Yeah, exactly.
They just make the guitar sound like a guitar, acoustic guitar.
Yeah, it's the closest thing for sure.
Yeah, and I never have a problem with it. I run it through a little EQ, you know, and it just sounds great every time. So.
Yeah. How long does it take for you to get to Nashville from Southgate?
About 4.5 to 5 hours.
Oh, wow. That's a drive.
Yeah, but it's not. We got so in 2019, we were back and forth constantly. And then the pandemic hit and it's kind of slowed down. But we were so used to driving it, it's like you don't even think about it. You just drive and you're there, you know? Unless there's no. Mm-hmm. You don't? Okay.
But the score is still 1-1.
Oh, okay.
And how many dates are you doing in a year?
It just depends. Last year was busier than this year, but this year was pretty good. I don't even know the count. I wish I could tell you. but we stay pretty busy.
Yeah.
You know.
Is that full band?
I do full band at least a couple times a year, and then I do a bunch of acoustic dates.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I just did that run with Jason Boland, opening up for him for a couple weeks, and then, you know, I like that atmosphere also, and I like the full band, you know. So
I understand, I totally understand. When you're doing those tours, is it usually you're supporting somebody when you're touring, or you're going out by yourself in a car, like driving around aimlessly?
Yeah. So there will be those situations where I'll have an opening spot. Last year I did, me and Logan Ledger did a 3-week run together. It was just me and him and our tour manager in the van.
Wow.
And, you know, that's usually how it goes. I usually take my buddy Grant. He, works for the record label and he's decided that he's down to TM. So me and him will hit the road and have some fun and eat a bunch of terrible food.
Exactly.
Good food, but you know.
How'd you get hooked up with Shooter?
I met with a woman, came to our show up in Cleveland. We were playing the Beachland Tavern, and it was a woman named Angela Backstrom, and she asked me if there was a producer I'd like to work with. And Shooter had just done that record with Yellow Wolf, and it's such a cool sounding record.
Yeah.
And
not unlike your own.
Well, I appreciate it. Yeah. Thank you. I said I would like to work with Shooter, and she goes, well, I know his manager. And so, you know, and that just started the ball rolling.
Sure.
We had a bunch of friends that were connected with some of the people, and you know, like the guy who did my album art for the Ties of Blood record, Keith Neltner, does a lot of artwork for Shooter, and Keith just lives, you know, 15-20 minutes down the road from me. Wow. So there was a whole bunch of little connections.
Sure.
And so we talked for about a year, and then we were able to get in the studio, you know.
Right on. That's
cool. It was awesome. Yeah.
And it just came out the 31st of October, is that correct?
I think it officially was released, yeah, on Halloween. Yeah, that's right.
Right on.
Yeah.
And you did that, the small tour with Jason Boland. Are you going to tour for the album itself?
Yeah, we're looking into next year. Yeah. You know, I don't know about you, but I don't like touring in the wintertime.
If I had my choice, no, I would not tour in the wintertime.
Well, unless we're going south. I remember, because usually around February around here, it's just snow and rain. We went down to Texas to do something, and dude, we were in t-shirts and, you know, a couple hours, you know, and it was just like, man, what am I doing up here? You know,
have you ever thought about moving, like, you know, moving to anywhere else, or is all your family and stuff there?
Yeah, I got a lot of family here. I mean, we talk about moving here and there, you know, but it's pretty good around here.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, yeah, so
is
maybe someday.
Pretty small town.
It is, so I can look out my back on my back porch and see the tip of the buildings of Cincinnati.
Oh, wow.
So we're right there at the river, at the Ohio River.
Yeah.
You know, and that separates. Actually, the Ohio River is owned by Kentucky, by the way. It's just they call it Ohio River for some reason. I don't know why. So, yeah. So it's a pretty, like, urban area, but you go 10-20 minutes south and it's gets pretty rural, you know. So
wow. And what do you do for fun outside of playing music and stuff?
You know what, that's tough, because it can change. A couple years ago I did jujitsu for about 4 or 5 years, and then I'd started doing some Muay Thai kickboxing.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a lot. If you're in your 40s and you want to get beat up by people, yeah, go do it.
Kicked in the face and stuff.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's a lot of fun, you know. But recently, you know, we've been touring.
Yeah.
It's just been so busy since the record that I really haven't had time to do much, you know.
Yeah. What do you do for Christmas?
So my wife, she'll make some cinnamon rolls and get all those together, you know. Yeah. And I try not to wake up too early, but you know, it happens. But you know, we'll just wake up and let the boy, he's 11, so he's excited.
Yeah.
You know, and our daughter will come over, and then we'll just hang out and eat some food, open some presents, you know, just chill. How about you? Anything?
Oh, you know, I'm much older than you, so all my kids are gone, and I don't have to worry about any of that kind of stuff.
Well, that's kind of nice.
They say that 4 steps of a man: believing in Santa, not believing in Santa, being Santa, and then looking like Santa.
Wow, dude. Wow, I've never heard that. Makes sense. Yeah.
You probably don't have any shows coming up right now, but do you ever like play a Christmas song in your set?
No, I love Christmas music though. Like, you know, I'm a huge fan of Christmas music. Sure. I just don't know if I could pull it off.
Oh, you could pull it off for sure.
Don't lie to me.
I'm telling you right now, you could pull it off. If I could pull it off, you could pull it off.
Okay, so I guess there's a Christmas record tied to you somehow.
Somehow, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Right on. Well, it's been nice talking to you, Jeremy. I appreciate your time.
No, thank you.
Yeah, and I wish you the best. I saw on your calendar, your previous your past calendar, that you were just in Petaluma in November, like the beginning of November. And I wish I would have heard about you before. I would have loved to go and see you.
Yeah, yeah, it's a bummer. That was a great show. That was a neat little town.
Yeah, Petaluma is a great town, and the Mystic Theater is a pretty cool theater as far as
it was great. Yeah, although we were so hungry, and I stopped in a restaurant there, a Mexican restaurant. I'm like, oh, this is gonna be killer, and it was like $7 for a taco, yeah. Just one taco.
Yeah,
I was like,
welcome to California.
Yeah, I mean, it was so fancy, like it was a fancy, neat taco, but it was delicious. But it was, I was just like, I need to go back south where I can get 8 tacos for $3, you know, $7. Yeah,
exactly. Next time you're coming through Petaluma, I'll take you out to lunch and we'll go to a place.
All right.
There's a truck, it's called Elroy's, and they do great tacos for like what it should cost.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right on, Jeremy. Yep. Nice talking to you.
Yep, you too. Okay. Thank you.
Have a great afternoon, evening.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye. Yep, bye. Thanks for listening to Have Guitar, Will Travel. You can catch up on all the things I'm doing at thedeadlies.com. And I'm on all the social media platforms as well. And please support Vintage Guitar and all the wonderful things they do, because they do many, many wonderful things for us guitar players. Thanks. Please subscribe. Please tell a friend. And I'll see you guys next week. Bye, guys.